This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Federal budget cuts are the name of the game in Washington these days.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Congress has just a couple of weeks to hammer out this year's budget. Now the White House has unveiled its proposal for next fiscal year. It includes more than $1 trillion in cuts. There are some tax hikes as well, and already the critics have come forward. Marketplace's Eve Troeh is with us live in the studio here in Los Angeles with more. Good morning, Eve.
Hi, Steve.
So more than $1 trillion, where's that going to come from?
Well, first off, that's the amount saved over 10 years. It's mostly going to come from budget cuts and, to a lesser extent, tax code changes. Mm-hmm. The White House wants to freeze all domestic spending that's not related to security issues for 5 years. And some of the resulting cuts sound pretty harsh, like reducing aid to poor families to pay their heating bills, cuts to Pell Grants for college. But the freeze doesn't mean no new spending, as the president explained this morning.
Even as we cut out things that we can afford to do without, we have a responsibility to invest in those areas that will have the biggest impact in our future.
And the budget is pretty clear on what those investments would be, cutting subsidies for oil companies, for example, to spend more on alternative energy research.
And what are critics saying about the plan, Eve?
Republican leaders say freezing spending at the current level isn't enough, that we need deeper cuts. Mm. The budget also proposes reducing tax deductions for the wealthiest families. They don't like that. No surprise. Mm. And Scott Biddle at the budget watchdog group Public Agenda says even with more than $1 trillion in cuts, glaring budget issues are still being ignored.
It does avoid the really big long-term issues of health care costs and an aging population.
He says Medicare, Social Security, and pensions are going to eat up more and more of the federal budget, but politics are so contentious right now that neither party feels they can take those on successfully.
All right. Marketplace's Eve Troeh in the studio with us here in Los Angeles. Eve, thank you.
Thank you.
Pro-democracy protesters hit the streets in Iran and Algeria today, and on the small island nation of Bahrain. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from Amman, Jordan now that this, Bahrain, is likely to be the first big demonstration in a wealthy Arab country.
In a bid to defuse today's protest, the king of Bahrain dug deep into his coffers and came up with hard cash. He's promised every household in the country a lump sum of around $3,000. Protest groups in Bahrain denounce this as a bribe, and it won't work, says Mohammed Al-Masri, a political scientist at Jordan University. He says Bahrainis have one of the highest per capita incomes in the Arab world. What the protesters want now is democracy.
They are not looking for more cash in their pockets. They want to be partners in the decision-making process.
Many other Arab regimes have resorted to a similar tactic, for example, increasing the subsidies on food and oil. But few have been as blatant as Bahrain. The scale of today's protest should give some indication as to whether the tactic will work. In Jordan, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed right now. The S&P and NASDAQ up slightly by a fraction of a percent. The Dow is lower, though, 22 points down to 12,250. GE is buying the oil well support unit of Britain's John Wood Group. The deal is worth nearly $3 billion. Boeing has taken the cover off its latest 747 model. This is the 747-8. The jumbo jet will get a test flight next month, and it's going to set you back about $300 million. MGM Resorts said today it lost money last quarter, less than analysts had expected, though.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions since 1896. Allianzusa.com. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com.
Ever wonder why that cell phone of yours dumps out at the most inopportune times? Those unsightly transmission towers look like they produce a big signal, but it can be very hard to find a place for those towers to go, which leaves a lot of coverage gaps. Well, now the wireless industry says it's found a way to fill in those gaps with much smaller antennas that can be hung on lampposts or buildings, some small enough to fit in your hand. And wireless companies are demonstrating how these little small cell antennas work in Barcelona, Spain this week at the world's largest cell phone trade show. Weston Hendrick is an analyst for the telecom research firm Current Analysis, and he's with us now. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. These cell towers that could basically fit in the palm of your hand, what does that mean for mobile phone companies?
There's several really, really good implications here. As you know, right now, with the huge towers that we've got, there's all kinds of issues with local areas approving these new towers, and it's very hard for the wireless carriers to kind of navigate this. So you end up with a situation where there may be gaps and holes in different areas that wouldn't necessarily be there if it was easier to put these towers up.
Why is it so hard, Weston, to put these towers up?
Well, really, it comes down to local areas and people saying, look, I don't want these things in my backyard. They're ugly. They don't know what the implications are in terms of the power they're putting out. Everybody gets worried about all those sorts of things. So it just makes it very hard for carriers to get approval to put these things up, and it's a very long process. So it definitely has a negative impact in terms of how quickly they can deploy these things and give better coverage to people around the country.
What about consumers, Weston? I mean, is this going to be a good thing for you and me?
Yeah, overall it will be. Having multiple towers of different sizes deployed in lots of different areas should, in the long run, increase overall coverage and lead to better signals and better battery life on their devices, and also relieve congestion so that there's fewer drop calls and it's easier to get through and do your emails and texting.
Weston Hendrick with the research firm Current Analysis. Weston, thanks.
Thank you.
And finally, a few years back, I was cleaning out my parents' garage, and I found what I thought was a collector's item. It was a big beige 8-track tape of Supertramp's Breakfast in America. I thought about selling it on eBay, but I could have sent it to Bucks Burnett. He's opening an 8-track museum today. You heard right, an 8-track museum today in Dallas. This museum features thousands of 8-tracks and players, like those aftermarket things that you would buy for your car, right? The 8-track was the first music distribution center made for cars. I found that 8-track, by the way, selling for 75 cents on eBay today. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
It's actually expensive to work here illegally, which is why a lot of people crossing the border choose to follow the rules.
It's better for us to go legally. If we have papers, we can return and spend time with our families. So we prefer to go and then come back.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the high-cost life of a legal worker. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.